From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Pro-union demonstrators outside the state capitol in Madison, Wisconsin, after lawmakers approve a bill that strips public employees of most collective bargaining rights. The controversial measure passed today by a vote of 53-42, with four Republicans joining all of the assembly's Democrats to oppose it. The state Senate approved the measure late yesterday without Democrats in attendance. The vote is considered an important victory for Republicans targeting unions in an effort to cut government spending. The House Homeland Security Committee has completed the first in a series of controversial hearings on the radicalization of Muslims in the United States. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, today's give and take pitted national security concerns against religious profiling.
Committee Chairman Peter King has been criticized for casting suspicion on all Muslims because of a few bad actors. But King said it's a fact. There's been a spate of attacks by Muslims in the United States.
Congressional investigation of Muslim American radicalization is the logical response to the repeated and urgent warnings which the Obama administration has been making in recent months.
Some witnesses, including the relatives of young men who had been radicalized, said that some Muslim leaders protect would-be terrorists. But others, such as the sheriff of Los Angeles County, said that Muslims work with law enforcement to stop plots. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
U.S. intelligence officials say Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is digging in to fight to save his regime. Forces loyal to Gaddafi made progress against rebels in the port city of Ras Lanuf today, forcing them to retreat. Meanwhile, NPR's Rachel Martin says the Obama administration is still deciding whether to establish a no-fly zone over Libyan airspace.
The director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said U.S. intelligence reports show that Gaddafi is, quote, in this for the long haul. He made those comments during testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was joined by Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess, the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. General Burgess added that momentum may have shifted from the Libyan rebels to Gaddafi's forces. U.S. officials are weighing the pros and cons of setting up a no-fly zone in Libya. Clapper told the committee it could be done in a matter of days. But General Burgess echoed sentiments expressed last week by Secretary of Defense Robert Gates that establishing a no-fly zone using military force would be considered an act of war. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
The three major stock indexes tumbled today, a response in part to a couple of economic reports, one showing a jump in the trade deficit in January and a rise in first-time unemployment claims last week. The Dow lost 228 points to close at 11,984. The Nasdaq was off 50, closing at 2701. This is NPR. Seismologists are raising the potential earthquake risk in Arkansas. As Jacqueline Froelich reports from member station KUAF in Fayetteville, scientists say natural gas drilling may have disturbed an underground fault which could be behind a late February quake.
The Center for Earthquake Research and Information in Memphis announced the fault near Greenbrier, Arkansas, could produce a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. Two natural gas wastewater underground injection control wells near the fault were shut down by emergency order late last week. Seismologist Dr. Steve Horton.
They turned the wells off about 7 a.m. in the morning, and things quieted down immediately. Indeed, it was almost too quiet.
Minor quakes have since occurred, which are expected, he said. In the meantime, Horton's requested but not yet received data from the gas industry to link rates of wastewater injections to quakes. And time is running out. The emergency order will be lifted March 29th. For NPR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca has agreed to pay more than $68 million to settle allegations that it improperly promoted one of its large-selling psychiatric drugs for unapproved uses. The company was charged with engaging in unfair and deceptive practices in marketing Seroquel. General Motors' chief financial officer is leaving. Chris Liddell was passed over for the job of chief executive officer. He'll step down April 1st, 15 months after leading GM's post-bankruptcy stock offering. He also helped the company reach its first profitable year since 2004. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.